Well, hello, my folks. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast.
My folks.
Folks?
You said folks. Hello, folks? My folks. My friends, you mean.
My folks? My friends?
He'll do it again. Watch.
Hey, friends. Welcome back.
Wait a minute. You got to finish it.
To the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research every single day of the week live right to your...
You know what's funny?
Ears.
People come to the office and see us.
Speakers.
They come to the office and see us and go, you guys act just like you do on the show. You know, there's a reason for this. See, a lot of podcasters, and I'm not, and one big one in particular, it's just the show. They don't really feel the things they say or mean the things they say. And when that person was put under court testimony, they basically said it was just an act.
Well, a lot of it's to get clicks and likes.
Yeah.
And, you know, get more content out there.
You see that, that fighter did after the... After he won the
match. About Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that clip. I ended up watching the fight last night. I ended up going to bed late.
Fighter wins and says, Michelle Obama's a man. And he also gave his say, Jesus Christ, too. I like that, too. And now, Drudge, nothing has covered what he said.
Sean Strickland tried to show up.
Did he? They escorted him out.
Oh, yeah. The big to-do about it.
How many people had to take him out?
A lot.
He had
a whole group of security, law enforcement, detail. I mean, they sent everybody on to escort him out.
Kind of like you at Disney.
Yeah. it reminded me of a whole other scale up. They're walking around M4s with him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because old Benny was there. Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. Old BB boy. Old BB boy had to wipe, you know, tears away from Trump so they didn't get upset with each other, whatever that whole relationship
is. Well, now that we're supposed to get a deal with Iran now, you know what? I don't care.
Dude, I've said this for, I don't know, maybe 2 months now. If they want this conflict over, it's over. If they wanted to keep going on, they want to keep going on. The issue that's happening right now is that the speculators, the heavy market manipulators, they are making so much money in the markets right now. It's obscene. I talked to a friend of mine over the weekend. I went on a dive down in South Florida scuba diving. And one of the guys I knew down there does a lot of market stuff. And he said, I mean, he's done okay. But he said the guys that are getting insider information from the Trump administration, is what they're doing is all the guys that are friends with Trump, all the guys that are in the know, that are in the list, I guess you could say the files, so to speak, they get told pretty much what's going to be coming out the next day briefing. And Trump has pretty much shown everybody that he can manipulate the market one angle to the next angle. He can swing it each day depending on what he talks about, whether or not we're having a Iran peace treaties today. Iran's going to be off the map and we're going to wipe out entire civilization tomorrow. Oh, no, we made a deal. It's all good the next day. And so what they're doing is every single day the oil markets go up, down, up, down. You notice it's pulled an enormous amount of money out of the gold market now. Because guys that have hit basically not hit their shorts right, they're pulling money out of their profits in gold to cover. Other guys are putting more money out of it in oil so they can make more profits on it. And what it's doing is it's extracting more wealth and putting it in isolated hands in the stock market.
Gold is down $1,000 an ounce. But the thing about it is, now remember, gold is not something you flip in and out of. Don't do that.
No. I mean,
it's a long hold.
Yeah, you could. Some of the guys that played with it. The problem is now with it is, I've always said before, it's a hedge of stability. If you want to move some, move some. But when they're talking about what they're doing now, what they're doing is they're trying to get it down lower, lower. Because remember, I told you guys this. You can watch the correlation. Right when silver went bonkers, right when JP Morgan was trying to short it, right when gold was going just basically to the moon, right after that, we went into Iran. And right after that, the metal markets froze, and then silver shorted.
And also remember, they don't want people talking about
data
centers.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk. They don't want to talk about 6G, 7G. They don't want to talk about data centers.
Nope.
They don't want to talk about that. They have to keep something else in the news cycle. Remember, we said this years ago, the 21-ring circus that we're all in. You guys remember when we talked about that? And it's still the same thing all the time. They have to keep the American population entertained. They have to feed the masses. They have to throw out the bread and circuses. They got to give you the T-shirts.
Yep.
They've got to give you, oh, here's this, here's that, and here's this, here's a soundbite. And, you know, and now we've got ourselves into a situation where we like 2 and 3 second soundbites. Well, that's not what this show's about. This show goes 1 hour without commercials. We don't do soundbites here. Now, we may do a 2 or 3 minute segment of the show and repost it on YouTube if we can get on YouTube with it. But the reality is that we're not going to start doing that. And now, at the beginning of the show, when we do our new intro, thank you, by the way, some of you guys like it. You know, it's pretty quick, it moves pretty quick. But that's not about you watching the show and listening. But here's another thing that'll help you a lot as far as remembering what we talk about. Could vitamin C protect the brain against aging. This is a great article. I mean, it really, really is. I posted it. You guys are going to look at it. And here's what it says. Low vitamin C in the blood is tied to less brain tissue, study of 2,000 older adults find. And I'm going to say one other thing, too. Other studies have shown that low levels of vitamin C in the blood, which is a subscurvy diagnosis. You don't have scurvy yet. In many cases, it's diagnosed as leukemia, according to research studies that were done, gosh, over 100 years ago. So remember, you need to have a lot of vitamin C because your body cannot make it. You know, I take about 6,000 milligrams a day. And, you know, also if I miss the one at night when I go to bed, I feel it the next day. Sometimes I get up, my head's a little stopped up or whatever, and I start hammering the C again. But that's really, really important. Here's what it says. In a study of over 2,000 adults, they found that lower vitamin C levels released less brain tissue and weaker structural network patterns, even after accounting for age, diabetes, smoking, and other lifestyle factors. Wow. Researchers scanned participants' brains using MRI and measured vitamin C directly from the blood samples, not dietary estimates coming out of the blood, making the findings more reliable than prior nutrition and brain studies. Vitamin C was linked to all three clusters of the brain's default mode network, the system tied to memory, self-awareness, and cognitive function that is often disrupted by Alzheimer's disease and depression. Because the study is done with thousands of people, people are looking at the study and considering what the results are real. Most people think of vitamin C as something that's just reached for a sign of a cold. But a new study out of Japan suggests that everyday nutrient may be linked to measurable differences in the aging of the brain and network patterns well beyond anything most people would ever associate with a glass of vitamin C. This is our powdered vitamin C, but I've used it all. I don't have it. I had it this morning in the house.
Well, we have it, too. We have it in the capsules, and we have it in the powder, the exact same
formula. Well, I mix it with my Purple Six.
Right. Now, if you mix it with powder, it's great for mixing with that.
It says researchers scanned the brains of thousands of people and found that people had low vitamin C levels had measurably less brain tissues. Isn't that something awesome?
It makes sense. Well, you feel it. See, the thing is, a lot of times people take too minute of a dosage of vitamin C.
60 milligrams.
To make it relevant. Right, because they hear stuff all the time, and they go, oh, well, you know, we're supposed to have, you know, daily value on nutritional facts, like 60 milligrams a day. Guys, that's the baseline amount to try to prevent you from getting scurvy. That's it. That number is so minute, it's obscene. It's water-based.
It's to prevent scurvy. That's all.
Correct. It's water-based.
It's so your teeth don't fall out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's what it's for. That's what they do it for.
I was talking to a buddy of mine has a shot when I was down there in South Florida diving, and he was asking me about my doses because he was over at the hotel with us, and I, you know, I had my vitamin C powder, my Purple Sticks. He's like, man, you're running a lot of stuff before we go diving. I said, well, dude, if I'm going to the water, I'm going under compression. I want to make sure I got everything hammering down full tilt. Vitamin C, feed my cells, got the vitamin, got the multiple powder. And on top of that, it was my first time diving on Nitrox, which absolutely, that's amazing, by the way. If you're a diver, now I know why everybody runs Nitrox now, which it's basically a higher percentage of oxygen to nitrogen ratio in the air, basically you're breathing under compressed air. And so what happens is it says the findings here generate the hypothesis that a diet rich in vitamin C plays a supportive role in maintaining brain health and mitigating age-related cognitive decline. And so if you know research is showing this, you try it for yourself and you feel better when you do it. You see everybody else that runs high doses of vitamin C and they feel better. Why wouldn't you continue to keep doing it? It's the million-dollar question. It's great. It's fantastic. It's safe. It's healthy. It's something that works incredible. And this is more research at the end of the day that just proves why I love the vitamin C and why we hammer it.
Well, vitamin C is the cellular, the collagen and the vitamin C work together like a cell glue.
Synergistic.
And it keeps now they're saying it helps maintain the actual brain itself so you don't have atrophy of the brain. And I'll be honest with you, I feel great. You know, I take my vitamin C every day. My brain is still just as sharp as it was when I was 20 years old. Not as strong as I was when I was 20 from a physical standpoint, but I'm still pretty doggone strong.
Yeah.
I still do curls with 100 pounds. But the reality is that, you know, if you take care of yourself, this aging process slows down. Paul Bragg called it this. He called it agelessness, Austin. And he said basically you get to a certain point where you just stop aging. I kind of like that.
And this is why we put together this kit.
This is that kit for Seth Skin.
The thing is, we've really worked hard, guys. If you've got questions on a product or kit, please look at a lot of the stuff we're posting, especially the new stuff and the new kits. We put a lot of time together here to answer questions. And sometimes I get people that ask the questions that are already available on the website, and I get that if you can't find them. But also read what the talk's about here. The key benefits of the skin repair kit. We have the vitamin C and the collagen together on sale. It says promotes collagen production, supports hair and nail strength, aids skin hydration, elasticity, protects against antioxidant stress. What makes it superior? We talk about as far as what's in our collagen per serving, synergistic vitamin C complex, no fillers. Basically, it goes on here into detail on what this stuff does. And then we got frequently asked questions on it. We put this together to make it as easy as possible for you guys when you get these kits. This is a staple. And you also, too, understand the way that you don't have to take these at the exact same time every day. You can. I like it personally like that, but you don't have to. Some people like to stagger them. Some people like to take their collagen at night before they go to bed, while others like to take their vitamin C in the morning with purple sticks. You can do that, too, because remember, it's all going into your system. There's, it's not, oh my gosh, I got to take vitamin C and collagen in the same glass at the exact same time. You can. It's great. You don't have to. It's like there was this podcaster that was on after me on another show that I did a ways back. And people were emailing me because they were very conflicted. And
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and yeah. He made a complete fool out of himself. And he said, well, you know, vitamin D3 and K2, they have to be, you know, together. But you can't take them together. You have to take them completely separate. You have to take your D3 in the morning and your K2 at night. You can't ever take the two together. And people started asking me these questions on it. And I was like, there's vitamin C right there. And I told him, I said, well, this is moronic. I said, there's zero research or any type of backing to support even a theory based on that. They're both fat soluble, first off. If you take them separately, is that fine? Sure. If you take K2 and vitamin D3 separate, you can do that. But there's no research that says it has to be taken that way, because they're both fat soluble and they both work in the body, because they don't just go up. They build levels up together. And so I rebutted it. I brought up the research that also supports the fact of mine that you can take them together or separate, but they need to be taken in general, because the K2 basically makes sure that the D3 goes where it needs to go and you don't start having calcification in the arteries. And so sometimes people come up with these real weird argument points that have no backing, but they do it to be controversial. And I get it from a viewership standpoint. They want to try to get clicks. They want to try to get attention. So they say this real crazy stuff off the wall, and then they try to claim it as their own fact that they can support, but they have no research or backing to do it. And so I try to keep everything simple. Nothing is totally definitive all the time in the nutritional world, except for a few small things. But in general, there's stuff you can move around. There's stuff you can do to utilize it for your best usage. There's ways you can adapt it to your lifestyle. You don't have to set everything in the exact box and say, well, this has to be taken at this time at 9:25 together with this, and this has to be taken 10 minutes later. If it works for you like that, cool. But majority of the time, get the supplements in your system. You'll feel great with them. Continue to get the research out there to other people that have ears that want to hear, that actually want to stay healthy. Because at the end of the day, as I said before, everybody has a right to hear the truth. Now, what you do with it is up to you. But this whole concept that we're starting to evolve into now in the United States, where there's certain things that are just forbidden to talk about, there's certain groups that run almost all aspects of the monetary system, you can't bring them up. Oh, you can't talk about this RNA gene therapy thing they did to everybody, you know, in 2020.
What was that?
The syringe. Syringe in the shoulder. You picked that one up?
Got it, yeah.
So
I was asking you for our new listeners.
Oh. Hey, you know, we're back. And by the way, we're back on YouTube again.
Did they take us off again?
No, we're up again. So far, we've been on like a 3-week streak.
Gosh.
This is the first we've ever gone. Like, yes, 3 weeks. I made it. I finally made it. And so we're going to have a party when we hit a month without getting banned. There's a big party on the show here. I'm going to get some poppers. I'm going to shoot vitamin C powder in the air everywhere. I'm just kidding. That's going to be a mess. That's a horrible idea.
Okay, let's segue into something else. I gotta answer a question. People are asking me these questions, and they're calling me up, and they're asking me this, and they're sending me emails, and they're saying, both guys and women, they're saying, I got ghosted on a dating app. Now, we're going to really change subjects here for a second.
It's Monday.
And my response is always, okay. And I always say to them, God's redirection is often God's protection. And you think, well, what does that mean? Well, sometimes you don't need to be talking to certain people, especially if they're going to ghost you. And this is an interesting article, and I pulled it up on Reddit. And it says, remember, you dodge a bullet every time you get ghosted. Think about this for a second. And here's why. If a man or woman already shuts down that early on a dating app, it's usually because of her not being able to capable or him not being able to capable of getting to know you properly, hence not capable of having a healthy relationship to start with. You know, if something offends you when they do this, there's really to do it for a reason. Nobody likes to be confronted with their his shortcomings. And so I want to say this. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you don't know somebody, and remember, this is like Instagram. It's not a real place.
It's not.
Dating apps are not real places. 90% of the people in these dating apps aren't real. If you say to them, look, I want to do a video chat with you for 10 seconds just to prove that you're real, that you're not some guy out of China trying to get financial information from me, and they ghost you, they were a guy out of China trying to get financial information from you.
India.
Or India, you know, or Pakistan, or, you know, or Ukraine or someplace. So it's really important that you realize that a lot of times redirection is God's protection. Always remember that. And don't ever try to reinitiate a contact with somebody who does that. Just walk away. In fact, what I always do if they do that on a dating app, I just block and delete them. I want nothing else to do with them because they're not real to start with. 90% of the people are not real on dating apps. Just remember that. And if you get that through your head, which it took me a minute to do that because I didn't believe that people were this crazy on dating apps, but they are, then it'll make it a lot safer for you out there too. And if somebody's not willing to meet you in a public place and do a video chat with you to start with, and don't pick them up either. Don't ever put them in a car with you. That's just a big no. Just let them just do their thing, meet you in a public location. If after and only you have video chatted with them, very important. But guys, if you get ghosted, ladies, if you get ghosted, be happy that it happened. Kind of rejoice. Send off that party popper also and spray that vitamin C all over there.
And also do yourself a favor, and this sounds like it's common sense, but you'd be surprised. Don't ever, ever give people your home address and bring them to your home.
Never.
That is one of the dumbest things I ever hear about happening. I talked to them on text, and they said they want to come over, and I sent my address. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing, brother?
Before you're asking
for a home invasion.
Before you do something and bring anybody to your home after you get to know them online and make sure they're real, you do a background check. That's really important. You find out if they've been arrested. You find out what their accomplices are. You find out. If you want to date somebody, you found out her last five husbands died mysteriously, there's a high probability you don't want to date them, and you sure don't want them in the house. Same thing, you know, with women. If the last five wives died mysteriously, there was a movie that came out a few years ago. It was with Naomi Judd's daughter, I guess Ashley Judd. And it was with Tommy Lee Jones. I forgot it. What's the name of her, Rich? Do you remember? And she basically was a... Yeah, she basically got set up by her husband to say that she had killed her husband, and she ended up going to prison. She never killed him.
Double Jeopardy.
There you go. And then he ends up killing another girl after that.
Yeah.
Just there's people out there that are just absolutely people you don't want to know. You don't want them in your life. And if you feel that kind of energy coming from them, it's block and delete, period. Always remember that. And before you bring them to your house, you do a doggone background check. And never give your home address out to anybody when you first meet them. That's a big no-no. Absolutely don't ever do that. And use a telephone that doesn't have your name attached to it. You mean, are you telling us to use a burner phone? Yeah, I am. Just use a burner phone. Don't attach your name to it.
You guys got to remember now, and I'm just going to put this out there, and this is a topic covers a broad array of everything. Your phone number now is linked to everything with you,
including bank accounts.
Just if you just want to do a little research, just spend $5. $5 if you want to go on a rabbit hole one day and just white page your name and your phone number. Mm-hmm. And you will find everything in most cases. The difference is, on top of that, sometimes there's more stuff linked to it than you even know. Like you said, sometimes banks attach stuff to it. Sometimes it's private because of what's happened now. And this is the sad part. What's happened with third-party marketers and people that gather your intel and gather your information and data collection and sell it. There's a lot of stuff out there about you or involving you or tying stuff to you than you even realize anymore. And all it takes is a scammer on a site to get your information and start digging around for 30 minutes, and they can start finding an enormous amount of information about you pretty much all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's even worse than others. So be aware of that, especially because a lot of these sites, a lot
dangerous.
Of this stuff, it is dangerous. Same thing with social media platforms. Okay, be careful who you're hanging out with.
Since we went through this, go to your local store, wherever you want to go, and get a burner phone. You can buy one for $40, and it'll give you a full month's worth of service for $40. Basically, the phone's free. Don't give them your real name. They don't need to know your real name. Pay cash for the phone. Now you've got a phone that has no real name associated with it, and you pay cash for it. Done. It's over with. If you've got an old iPhone that you can take the chip in and out of, You did the same thing. No.
Those are old.
No, they're old.
They still work.
iPhone 13s just are still there. Yeah. And if you have an old iPhone laying around, you upgraded. You didn't want to give you any money for your old one. Take that iPhone if it still works. Have them change the chip in it. And just use an alias. Don't be giving out your real name. That way, if they check the phone number, it goes to nobody. And so they can't do it. People will do all this. Guys, listen to me. You got to be really careful out there online. It's unbelievably dangerous. It's like Austin said, you never, ever give out your home address to anybody. How do you know they're not going to show up in the middle of the night with a gang, with guns? You know, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is awful. I didn't think this was going to happen. I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but just be very, very careful when you're online and make sure you video chat with people and meet them in a public location and never let them bring their friends with them. Don't ever allow that to happen. I had a friend of mine whose name was Jimmy. Painter.
Yeah.
Great guy. One of the best painter I've ever known. And this guy was a Golden Gloves boxing champion, right? So he met this girl online. She invited him to her house. He went to her house. Never do that. As soon as he got in, two guys were behind the door and they cold cocked him. I mean, they beat him. I mean, they sucker punched him, and they were big boys, and they rolled him. They took his wallet, they took his money, they took his credit cards, blah 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 blah, she told him, "You call the police. You assaulted me." These guys protected me, so the guy, he didn't do anything. He just left. You know, no watch, no money, no wallet, no anything. And he's lucky they didn't take his car. I mean, so be really, really careful. And like I said, public places. That's it. All right, what's next?
Eggs. I had my eggs this morning. Egg allergies among children fall significantly if they have early introduction.
We covered this last week. And the thing about this, and this is what I don't like about this, is they don't tell you that the vaccines are basically cooked and raised in eggs.
I was going to go into it. I brought this up because I was talking about it over the weekend. The theory on this is, I'm wondering, is that if you did give your child shots, right? If you did give them some of these shots early on, you didn't know any better. Would eating organic eggs on a regular basis help reduce some of the allergies if they haven't had the allergies yet?
May or may not, bud.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was debate. I had a friend of mine who was debating. He was asking me about it because his daughter had gotten shots. He's not giving to her anymore. She's having some allergies with stuff. And I was wondering about basically trying to get the body accustomed and cleansed out to where they don't have these allergies anymore on here.
I don't think it'll work because the stuff gets injected into the bloodstream and start making antibodies against it.
You think you take like the magnesium brain food or something to try to detox the body from the allergy?
You know, Austin, I don't know that when you poison a child with these vaccines like this, and the same thing is true with the aluminum adjuvant, same thing is true with soybean oil, same thing is true with peanut oil. They put so much crap into these things trying to cause inflammation to the injection site. The body produces antibodies against them. And once that happens, those antigens are introduced. It's very difficult to get the body to say, okay, it's okay to have this now. It's just complicated. And so
that's why I wasn't sure when he asked me that over the weekend.
It may or may not work, probably won't work. And that's why you got to be careful not to give these kids 76 vaccines. I don't even know how Five Guys gets away with it. They've got peanuts in the doggone store. Big sign, peanuts in the store, you know, because so many people and so many kids are allergic to peanuts.
They have the peanut allergy sign up in there, but the whole store, I mean,
they got peanut shells everywhere.
Which I guess you just don't go to Five Guys.
Yeah. I went to Five Guys last week. Yeah.
Did you?
I split a burger with somebody. Actually had half.
Split a burger.
Yeah, well, then you only get your 1,500 calories.
You don't
eat
all the bread on it either. That's only actually about 300 calories.
Did they use real cheese in those burgers or that cheese food stuff that never dies or never wrinkles and never does anything and never goes bad? What do they – because my friend told me that was cheese. That wasn't real cheese.
I don't know. I've never asked them on that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much cheese on mine it seems like. You can order them without cheese.
Yeah, but I just thought it was.
I know the beef's got. I've checked on the beef before. I mean, it's fairly quality, decent beef on it. Yeah.
Oh, by the Swiss Parliament now, since they have been invaded by Muslims, is making a major U-turn. They're actually saying, and they're abolishing permanent residence visas for migrants. In other words, they're bringing them in by the millions and letting them say, "Hey, here's your permanent resident visa, and you can stay as long as you want," making certain parts of Sweden completely impossible to go into, even for police, without getting themselves attacked or killed. So Sweden's finally realizing that, hey, maybe we brought too many Muslims and too many migrants into Sweden. And it has nothing to do with Muslims, by the way, even though they don't really want to integrate. It has to do with overall immigration, all different types of people coming into a country and destroying the national heritage, period. It doesn't matter where they're from. They can be Muslims or not being Muslims. But when they don't know what the customs are for Sweden or customs are for the United States, and they want to run around with their Puerto Rican flag swinging out of the back of the pickup truck or their Mexican flag, my response to them is this. If they want to fly, and this is great. I see a guy flying a Mexican flag on a pickup truck, right? And all of a sudden, the whole thing's loaded with crews. All of a sudden, the windows open up and trash flies out.
That's always a nice one.
And you're like, What in the world is wrong with you people? Number one, you're basically in our face telling us that you'd rather be in Mexico, but you're here.
Right.
My response is go back to Mexico, go back to the dump that you were living in. I don't care what you do, but don't come here and fly your Mexican flags, and then don't try to turn our country into your cesspool. I remember we were in Puerto Vallarta years ago. We went horseback riding, Austin. You were with us.
Yep.
And the horses were kicking through trash that deep. It was deeper than it was up to the horses' knees. I couldn't believe it. And then they had the guy with us, and they had two guys with us. Remember, they were carrying MP5s with them. Machine
Uzis.
Pistols.
Uzis.
Uzis.
Yep.
Because they said they were there so we wouldn't get kidnapped. And I'm like, okay, that sounds great. But they were serious. They weren't joking. They said they don't want that kind of publicity on the cruise ship. Be really careful. So if you want to be in the United States, own it. Be here. I have no problem with
that. That's exactly. Own it. Own it. Appreciate it. Make it better.
Yes. Own it. Because my mom's an immigrant. I can't say anything about this. She came in from Germany. So it's okay. I don't have a problem with immigration, but she came in through legal means. But the reality is, if you're going to come in legally or illegally, if you want to do it, so, so many of you here, 20 million are brought in illegally. If you want to be part of our solution set for our country and help us, I have no problem with you being here. If you want to sit here on the welfare state and have BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard subsidize your housing,
yeah.
I'm not okay with that. And then your house, your car never leaves your house. How in the world do you pay for a car? How do you get credit to pay for a car? And how in the world do you qualify for that mortgage? That's what I want to know. And who's making your payments every month? Yeah, I don't know. That kind of stuff. Stay in Mexico. We don't want that here. Or any other country you came from. It doesn't be Mexico. I'm picking on Mexicans. I met some really good Mexicans before. They're really nice people. And they're incredibly hard workers. I had a guy here working on my roof this weekend. I mean, he was from Mexico. The guy he's the most amazing talented roofer I've ever seen. Fixed a leak at a roof that three other roofers had said, no touching, no touching, no touching. He fixed it. You think, okay, well, that's great. Well, yeah, I'm glad he's here. If he hadn't come from Mexico, obviously he couldn't get my roof fixed.
Yeah.
So, oh, by the way, make sure when you have a roofer put a roof on for you that they're reputable and make sure that they're going to be in business for a minute, especially if you put a metal roof
that's
on.
Very true.
Because quite frankly, roofers don't like working at other people's roofs.
No, especially if you've got like architectural shingles mm-hmm. or like really high end ones,
or metal, especially metal.
Yeah, well, yeah, the metal.
You remember Alan, our friend? Yeah. He had that roofer put that metal roof on. The whole roof leaked. Finally, he sued him.
A little lawsuit over it.
And now the guys have to make payments back to Alan. But Alan had to have that whole roof torn off and go with architectural shingles by another roofer. So make sure it's a reputable roofing firm that you're using that's got enough pockets to actually change. And my buddy told me, John told me this week. He said he came down here with the Mexican fella. And he goes, Ted, he goes, the major reason the roofers have problems and with going out of business, he says, is the repairs. Yes. Are the repairs. He goes, what happens when people take shortcuts to put a roof on, suddenly they're going back having to fix stuff all the time. And suddenly they're not making any money because it's under warranty. And suddenly they're paying crews to go back and repair damages that were done, but the crews don't have to repair them because some other crew may have done it. So they have to get paid over and over and over again. And he says that when that happens, he said it takes the money out because they're not putting on new roofs. My buddy Billy told me, I've known him forever. He told me, I said, I'm sorry, Ted. He's a contractor and a roofer. He goes, we don't fix other people's mistakes. Because
exactly
if we
right.
make a mistake and we charge you $1,000 to fix it, then you're going to expect us to cover it under warranty. And we're going to have to go back and fix it again and again and again for that $1,000 because we lose money on it. Let the guys who put the roof on fix the roof for you and make sure they're reputable. Because the guy that we had originally for the metal roof I have in my house, he's nowhere to be found. But he did have pancreatic cancer a minute ago, long ago, and so I doubt he's still on the planet.
I told you that about that roof. I said a lot of roofers don't like touching other stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, here's an interesting story that ties in. We talked about this 2 weeks ago now. This is getting zero, and I'm zero coverage. I actually tried to find this to pull it up to get back up. Remember 2 weeks ago, the random guys from NIH?
That whole thing, I still don't
know. No, something. These guys, this is not the first time.
We told you guys a couple weeks ago that this was not a great...
This is screaming. This is screaming CIA involvement, Mossad involvement now. This is getting extremely odd. It's the National Institute of Health researchers who are charged with smuggling monkeypox virals on a commercial flight from Congo. You guys remember this? And tried to run them through customs. Lied to basically customs immigration and said it was data analytics equipment. And to come to find out, there were live viruses in these ampules that they've now tested.
What happened to that plane would have crashed, Austin?
That's the point.
No, this is not okay.
No, this isn't okay at all. And so what happened is now they're saying, essentially, this isn't the first time, because they've now subpoenaed all the emails from these guys. And they've got emails going back to 2012 with these guys' involvement, including this. You're going to love this. There's emails of Munster, the one main researcher who was the lead of this,
Munster.
Name's Munster. Last name's Munster.
There's a city in Germany named Munster.
I know.
You call it Munster. Remember, yeah. There used to be the Munster family back in the day.
Researchers from an agent from DARPA who asked samples of coronavirus back in 2021. They said in 2022, one emails, Munster said he was going to have the Omicron variant of COVID-19 brought to the United States without the involvement of NIH shipping and brought to his DARPA representative, prompting an official to warn that doing so would risk a congressional inquiry. He goes all the way back as far as shipping back products from 2012, showing the NIH labeled a shipment of MERS coronavirus. MERS coronavirus, 2012. Emails.
There we go.
In a laboratory in North Carolina as a diagnostic rather than infectious, North Carolina officials alerted NIH to the erroneous labeling. Nobody from Munster's group, including his attorneys, have responded. Yeah, no duh. Wonder why. And now they're finding out more and more this was not the first time these guys have been doing this. And apparently, this has been a continual thing these guys have been doing on a regular basis. And now it's coming out now. Who's approving this? Why are they doing it? Where is the chain of custody going? Because these guys apparently don't even have records of where these vials go after they drop them off with NIH. Mm. This whole thing screams agency, man.
You know, years ago we had this lady on here and she was talking about hydras and all some of the weird stuff in vaccines. And finally I sat down. I didn't sit down when I talked to her on the telephone. I asked her, did you maintain chain of custody of these vials?
Yeah,
the answer was no. And so when you don't maintain chain of custody, you don't know where it's been or how it's been handled. You don't know what's in it or what somebody's done to it. And so you got to be really, really, really careful when you start reading research and talking to people like this, because to these guys, just seemed like they were just goats. They were just carrying this stuff and somebody else was doing something.
That's what I think is going on. I think these guys definitely have involvement as far as with the agency. The fact that these guys are doing this stuff and they've been doing it clandestinely and they're not labeling stuff,
yeah,
and they're carrying on commercial planes. It seems like this time they actually got busted for it, because apparently what they've been doing is every time they go through any type of security, all these boxes are sealed up and they're labeled diagnostic equipment.
Well, you know, it's funny. There's a movie out. It's called Secondhand Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. And they've got signs going down the driveway, you know, danger, radiation, danger, you know, deadly plague, all this other stuff, right?
Keep people
away. And the thing about it is, if you put something like that on a plane, it's got all kinds of warning labels on it, the guys aren't going to open it. And as long as you got the proper papers for it, they're going to just pass it through. Nobody wants to see if it's really the plague, if it's really monkeypox.
Live infectious viruses. You want to check that? I'm not checking that. I work for TSA, but I make $20 an hour. I'm not checking that.
I remember one time I had a friend of mine, and somebody was sending him some crazy letters, really weird stuff. And I remember somebody got really sick from one of the letters, and I remember the police came out to the mailbox. You remember this. They came out with gloves on, like hazmat.
Elbow sleeves,
they're using tongs and they're dropping it and things are sealing. Nobody wants to touch it. Remember that? And the crazy part about it is nobody wants to touch stuff that could kill you, period. Now, speaking about killing you, I'm talking about airplanes crashing. 12 dead as a plane on a skydiving outing crashes, a Missouri authorities say. Now, this is a terrible tragedy and my deepest condolence to the families. I mean, it really is.
Skydiving, man.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Federal Aviation Assessment, they said if it had just taken off and made a left, that means if it had just taken off, it wasn't very high. It may have been, because they climb it, that type of plane climbs at about 1,000 feet a minute. And so if it was at 500 feet or 800 feet or whatever, it doesn't have a lot of room for error. The guy turns and tries to make a turn and apparently nosed the plane up. Okay. Because he was trying not to stall. He stalled the plane.
Well, those aren't very big planes to begin with. And secondly, you got 12 people on there plus gear.
A lot of weight. And so what happens is when you take off on a plane and you're trying to gain altitude to turn the plane, the problem is it's called the critical angle of attack. Once you get past a certain point on an airplane, the wings stop producing lift and it'll roll and it'll go into a spiral and it'll go nose down. And apparently that's what happened. He nosed it down.
Now, because he used a lot of those little prop planes. Now, how is
this? That's a turboprop. This had a jet.
Okay, so that's some juice to it.
This had 800 or 900
horsepower. The difference is then you see like the F-22 and it did that vertical takeoff.
Now it's got the power.
That's just because it's got so much juice behind it.
Well, this is a turboprop. This thing had 900 horsepower. This is a really nice aircraft, okay? So it'll carry a lot of weight.
Okay.
The problem is it could have had a fuel shortage. They may not have checked the fuel. That happens all the time. They could have put the wrong fuel in it. So it takes off and the fuel
quality of fuel too.
It could have been the quality. The fuel line could have gotten plugged up. Or he could have basically had the motor sputter on him, and he tried to climb a little bit more. And when he did that, he started going backwards, which is basically a stall, and roll the plane because it went nose down. So in other words, he didn't turn it into a glider. He turned it into a rock. And, you know, you got to be really, really careful because the number one thing Galen always taught me, the guy who taught me how to fly up in North Carolina, he's, I don't care what happens to your aircraft. I don't care what the configuration is. He said, I don't care what it does. You fly the plane, period. And what you don't do is you don't exceed the critical angle of attack and you don't stall the aircraft. Because remember, it's a glider. It may be a heavy glider with all those people on it, but it's still a glider. And you can still bring it down. It may be hard impacted. It still may have had the same results, but you don't stall it no matter what you do, even if you got to land in a field, Austin. But, of course, a lot of people think, well, I don't want to wreck the plane. I'm going to land on the road because he was trying to get to a road, and he impacted just short of the road. So, again, my deepest condolences to the family. Oh, by the way, everything I just told you is speculation on my part as a pilot. I don't know what happened to the aircraft. And now it'll take about a year for the NTSB to come out and tell us exactly what happened. And, of course, it'll be buried in some page somewhere that we'll never see again. But, again, I just want to let you guys know, if you're really going to be on a small plane, you better know the pilot and you better know who's doing the maintenance on that aircraft, period.
It's an interesting story. I tell you this all the time. It says men with higher testosterone, basically, that are in more of the higher range testosterone, actually shows that it slows brain cancer growth significantly. This has always been the theory that they've tried to talk
about.
That's
interesting.
They've always tried to say that cancer the testosterone exacerbates cancer. And that's been basically called out numerous times now. And now there's different aspects of it as far as what can happen with the body, because hormones and male hormones and cancer, there's a lot of assumptions and things have been speculatory on it. They said, new study from Cleveland Clinic published in Nature turned a long-held assumption about male hormones and brain cancer on its head. The findings suggest that testosterone actually helps slow the progression of glioblastoma, an aggressive brain cancer that strikes 60% of men more often than women.
That's that malignant. This is what killed John McCain.
Now, the biggest thing, what it talks about here, is it says that scientists have long suspected that male hormones, like testosterone, promote tumor growth by weakening the immune system to certain cancers. However, the new study actually finds something different. Testosterone actually slowed the glioblastoma tumor in men. Crucially, blocking testosterone led to faster tumor growth. Researchers found that men with glioblastomas that were basically had higher testosterone levels for basically unrelated to cancer demonstrated a 38% lower risk of death compared to the patients not. So what we're saying here is because a lot of times men, and that's why I try to stress this to guys, you've got to make sure you maintain healthy testosterone levels as you get older. That's why we have the Testo Plus formula with the Tongat Alley. We have the Tribulus. One of the best ones to start on is the Tribulus. Tribulus stack with the Testo Plus, incredible stack. Because remember, testosterone plays a major role in the immune system in men, and especially when it comes to cortisol levels. Cortisol is reduced by testosterone. Cortisol goes extremely high, and estrogen goes really high when testosterone levels drop. Remember, estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic, meaning your testosterone goes down, estrogen goes up. Estrogen feeds this as well in men as far as cancer tumors. And so the way I'm looking, and I'm not making any claims about this, but what I am saying with the research here, it's showing that essentially for guys, you want to keep your testosterone levels at a good, healthy range. That's why we have the supplements that we have, because they're showing more problems are starting to occur when men have testosterone levels drop extremely low. Now, remember, they can vary and move around at a lot of different times. That's why it's good to get them blood work tested on a regular basis. But when you start seeing this, again, this is a research data that kind of threw everything on its head with the study. Another reason, though, why to maintain your body's immune system and maintain your overall health. And when you get your blood work done, check your levels on everything, including your D3 as well. That's a big one on here because it didn't talk about what the guy's D3 levels were that had higher levels of natural testosterone. I bet you if you really dug into it, you find out their levels of natural testosterone are higher, but also because their body chemistry is probably better and they take care of themselves, they're probably taking omega-3 fats and D3 supplements, hence why their testosterone's higher, which means their D3's higher, which also plays a role in cancer. Not making any claims, but that's my theory on that.
Well, you know, I know with prostate, they try to keep the testosterone down. A lot of times they put guys on like a product that's produce more estrogen, which that's a real problem.
I don't agree with that at all.
You know, there's a lot of different theories on all of this stuff. We've got two brand new prostate formulas coming out.
Yes. I'm working on the finalization.
Yeah, you guys better hold on to your hats on these two. Boy, they are good products.
Because this one basically supports the hormonal balance of prostate. Because here's the issue. And our prostate support we have is great. but it's the anti-inflammatory prostate supporting supplementation of it. Very few people have really come out with a revolutionary hormone support for prostate. It's always like saw palmetto and certain extracts we have in ours, which is great. But we're kind of attacking it from new research and new studies that we have now, where we're going to have three different kind of tiered up prostate supplements that affect different ranges.
When are they going to be here? The research is taking forever.
I know. Getting it all finished on it. I should have them finalized up as far as getting everything done with the labeling by this week, but I'm not going to give any dates
out yet.
And
one of them is for urine flow.
Right.
Help support healthy urine flow, help support healthy hormones.
So what is overall prostate support? Mm-hmm. That's the same one we've always had. That one's not going anywhere.
No, that's our bread and butter.
Then we have basically one that affects hormone balance and maintain healthy hormone balance of the prostate. And the other one specifically is geared for urinary flow.
Well, a lot of times the guys send me the letters. They go, well, I got to use the bathroom and I can't hold it.
Yeah, I've got emails on that too.
Now listen to me. That's like this is designed specifically for that. It's creating incontinence in me. I had to get up five times last night and use the bathroom. Okay, that's not cool. All right. And this urine flow was specifically designed for that. And the hormone balance, again, it's like Austin said, is specifically designed to maintain healthy hormones for your prostate.
Right.
So, guys, listen to me. I've been personally running these products, okay? And I have a really healthy prostate to start with. But I tell you what, it's been amazing what it's done to me personally. And I love what it does. And so I told Austin, I said, we got to get these things marketed. We got to get them out there. And we got to let people know.
Well, and you guys understand, like, when we start trying stuff or experiment with stuff, we do it on ourselves first. I'll be honest with you.
No, I don't. Otherwise,
I'm not going to come out with something that I haven't tried for months and months and months.
And I have had so – that's the one thing I won't do. I won't sell a product that I don't know if it works or not.
Never.
Because we've had so many products that we have people send us. Try this.
We have.
And we try them and nothing. You don't feel anything.
Especially a lot of times we try different ingredients too. We'll try something for this and then we start taking three or four different ingredients of something. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, wow. Well, here's a formula that works all together with them now. And so that's why, because I've had so many issues now with people emailing me, and not issues with them, but issues people are showing me where they're like, well, yeah, I'm having an issue with my prostate. My doctor wants to put me on stuff that lowers my testosterone because of, you know, DHT.
And that's between them and their doctor.
I'm not telling them. I am not a fan of that at all, because I know what happens when you start having low testosterone.
You're depressed.
Everything that comes along with it. Energy, muscle tissue, immune system,
depression,
libido, everything drops with low testosterone. So saying, well, you might have prostate cancer in 20 years. So we're going to crash your testosterone and raise your estrogen for your health.
Well,
that's like somebody coming in and saying, I'm going to have a double mastectomy because I might have breast cancer in
20 years.
I don't agree with that theory. Now, again, you make your own decisions on stuff. I don't follow that line of thinking at all. Never have, never will. I want everybody to stay as healthy with top-tier energy hormone balance forever, as long as you live. Not try to crash one part of your life to save another part of your life. I don't like that ideology at all. If it's something that's absolute emergency, you got to have a surgery for something, like you blow an ankle out or you have a compound fracture, everything's focused on that injury. Got it. This kind of ideology, I don't care for it. That's why we're trying to support every factor of this.
You know, my friend John Bolton was here, the roofer contractor. Brilliant man. And he told me this weekend, he goes, we have the absolute best medical system in the world. Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said, for trauma. If you're in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
No, we have the best. No, it's unbelievably good here, because you can go to the hospital immediately and get treatment. Up in Canada, you got to wait like forever.
Oh, yeah. And there's other countries you don't even know if you're going to get it fixed.
No.
I mean, like going about it, we don't have a doctor here that can fix this.
So what ends up happening is, you know, we do have that. We have the best trauma surgeons and stuff in the world here. We really do. But, guys, when it comes to degenerative health care, you know, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all the rest of these other things that are caused a lot of times from nutritional deficiencies and lifestyle choices, you know, our medical system in the country sucks. I'll be honest with you. It's awful. Because you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to go to somebody, I was trained in Pakistan, you know, and you're like, what is this?
And on top of that, that throws a blanket of just moronic, is you have the pharmaceutical industry. You don't know which doctors have been completely compromised by
brainwashed.
Right. So you may have one doctor that's pretty good in this area, but then he comes in and goes, everything needs to be a drug and a drug and a drug.
And look at Blue Cross Blue Shield and what they've done with pediatricians and giving them extra bonuses because all the kids are vaccinated.
It's no longer theory anymore. That's facts. The statements came out. The bonus structure came out from Blue Cross Blue Shield on the percentage of children that were vaccine compliant in pediatrician's office, and how the pediatrician's bonus structure went up, the higher percentage and the higher amount of kids. So they were giving them financial incentive to make sure everybody had up-to-date shots. The problem with that is, and again, it's the same exact concept I told everybody, you can't apply one specific model of medicine across the board with everyone all the time, no matter what. It doesn't work that way. Everybody's different. Everybody's body responds differently. Everybody is uniquely created in God's own image. We all have specific things that are different about us.
That's why we're building all three testosterone support
prostate support programs.
Because it affects. It's like when you go to a chiropractor, and there's really good chiropractors, there's really bad chiropractors. We know a really good chiropractor. A lot of times they'll do what's called a shotgun approach. They check your neck, they check your thoracic, yeah. They check your lower back. They just check you, make sure you're lined up. They do everything at once. Those are good chiropractors in most cases. But the reality is there's bad chiropractors too. I had one of them many years ago rupture a disc in my back.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to me in Lakeland. I'm not going to mention the guy's name. I'm sure he's out of practice or he's retired by now. But the reality is that, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones. Be careful who you go to. We had one of the best ones in the world. He retired, but I still got to go see him because I know him personally. Now, I'm going to segue to another topic totally. This is my Marjorie Taylor Greene, who would not run for Congress again because she didn't want to have what happened with Massey, says those covering up the Epstein files should be considered traitors.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying this, and I'm not saying it because I want to read that particular thing, but I want to read some of the comments on here. And here's what one of the comments says. And also, I want you to comment on what you think about this. This person said she, Thomas Massey, and the others could have read the names. Well, there were no others. And who could have read the names out of the Senate floor at any time they didn't on who the other peoples were. Now, wait a minute. And then another person says, stop giving her a platform. Now, what I'm saying is the people that are saying stuff like that, they're going to be bots and they're going to be basically just trying to destroy it. Because these two questions are popping up at the top of the list. Now, here's why I say that. The CIA have many paid bots and trolls that go out there and do this. They hate her for what she said about the Epstein files. Now they're saying that they should have read all of these, quote, names out on the Senate floor, the House floor, while they were talking about this stuff and expose all these men. Now, there's two reasons they didn't do that. Number one, they didn't want to die. That's probably number one. And number two, they didn't want to get sued into oblivion or locked up for disclosure of certain confidential information. So you're asking them when you say that, well, if they're going to do all this, they should have called out the names. Well, a lot of the names were called out, but a lot of the people that were, quote, even Trump said he didn't want to let his friends get hurt. The reality is this, you know, there's certain things that you're willing to do and certain things you're not willing to do. If you're not, so, you know, look at Charlie Kirk. He was willing to take the risk, right? However they killed him, they killed him. Some people say it was a lapel. Some people say it was a palm gun. Some people say it was, the people don't really know what's going on, saying it was a 30-06 from 100 meters away that basically couldn't penetrate his neck.
No, the bullet got lodged in his neck bone.
Because his skin was so tough that it stopped.
30-06 got lodged in his neck bone, says nobody ever in a combat scenario. 30-06 doesn't get lodged
in
a neck
bone. He was thrown in a van. Now, here's somehow he had a bullet in him, some kind of fragment in him of something. How easy it would have been to take the slug of a 30-06 and just run it through that bullet hole, and the guy goes in with the autopsy. Oh, here's the 30-06. Now, it's not deformed, because the neck was nice and soft and it stopped it. If a 30-06 would have hit him in the neck, only one thing would have happened. It would have decapitated him. That's also what happened, period. And so people want to believe that, but Charlie Kirk was willing to do that. He was willing to step on that landmine. He did it. He stepped on the landmine when he started talking about who was funding him, why they were funding him, what they were telling him to say. And he said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. That's why I told you guys the day after he died, Austin asked me, he said, who killed him? And I told you that day. And everybody else now has come out and said the exact same thing. In fact, your contractor said the exact same thing.
He was in Libya. He was over in Benghazi, ironically enough, training a bunch of guys over there because now apparently friends again. So we're friends over there. So we are. So now we give them weapons again over that area and train them. But ironically, he was over there. They were basically at the base. He was with other contractors. They saw it on TV. And he flat out said, everybody there said, oh, well, that was Mossad hit. Now, this is what he said. Not, it was even my claim at the time. I wasn't even sure what the heck happened. They said it right out of the gate. They already knew. The thing was, Charlie Kirk got so doggone big. And his platform got so big, and it resonated with so many people, and he helped Trump get elected.
And he couldn't be shadow banned because he was going to colleges and talking to live audiences.
You can't shadow ban a live audience. That's the biggest thing that we've fallen short of now in the United States is we don't have that person-to-person experience anymore with a lot of the stuff.
You know what's interesting? You know, back in the 90s, I spoke to a million people at live seminars. Some of my groups were 45,000. You were there. Yeah. You walked on the platform with me. Now, those days and those types of seminars are over. They don't do those anymore.
No, they really are. It's a rarity, unless it's a concert.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, you know, the reality is that, you know, like that fighter this weekend with Trump yells out, you know, Michelle Obama's a man. That's why they don't do them.
That's exactly right. Well, no, this is what happened now. You've seen this. The Florida GOP primary now has scrapped the debates. They scrapped the debates with all the newcomers, including Fishback, Dottie Johnson, Jay Collins, Byron Reynolds, David Jolly. They basically can't debate.
Well, you know why? They don't talk about Israel.
That is exactly right. They don't want them having a live debate in front of a live audience, especially Fishback coming in. Fishback has put a pledge together, if you guys saw that, 7 pledge focused on issues like AI data centers, health freedom, free speech, gun rights, abortion, and that one country, the little hat. He says if he breaks any of those promises, the agreement will bar him from seeking re-election as governor. He signed it and stated and issued it publicly.
Fishback's going to get my vote.
Yeah, he's been the only one that's called out all the platforms that everybody needs to be addressing in Florida. They don't want him bringing this up on a live debate with a live audience.
No, they can't.
GOP says, oh, well, they haven't met the money now. They haven't met the $10 or $20 million funding pledge they've put together, and they haven't met this agreement on it. So we're not going to have any live debates with these guys. Wait a minute. So now, if you're not getting enough,
who controls GOP?
There you go.
Wait, the little hat guys. Oh, that's right. It's called
AIPAC.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. So what they did was now they've raised the bar and said, oh well, this guy has gotten who's the one that did it on here is Donalds, basically Representative Donalds. He is a massive hardcore AIPAC supporter. Now I'm saying nobody's met the level that Donalds has, so they're saying they're blocking the debates now, live debates.
No,
Florida, no live debates.
Oh, here's good news. Good news. Ties right back to Angel Wars. You got to listen to Angel Wars. It's on our website.
Wild show.
Scientists uncover massive hidden geological structure beneath the Antarctic East Ice Sheet. Researchers discovered a previously unknown continent-scale geological feature beneath more than 3 kilometers ice in Antarctica, named the East Antarctic Fan-Based Basin Province, which consists of a network of interconnected subglacial basins. The structure is likely formed through a process. The discovery was made by combining subglacial topography. So here we go. More things about Antarctica they're releasing. And I'm telling you this, and it's really important you think about this. Something's going on in Antarctica. It ain't about penguins.
Dude, I've had this conversation with so many people, and it's funny because you start bringing it up, and then people don't have a rebuttal because there is no rebuttal. Why would the Nazis go out of their way to put an entire military base down in Antarctica? Think about this for a second. I don't know if anybody's looked at a map lately, but Antarctica's not exactly bordering Germany or Europe at all.
It's because of the Viril Maidens. They were in contact with these extraterrestrial interdimensional entities.
Why is it that we have the Antarctic Treaty where we have almost 60 countries that all have certain segments of Antarctica that they basically control and have military bases down there? There are hundreds of bases in Antarctica. Why? It's allegedly always this ice continent that nothing can be down there. Nothing lives there. The penguins go to mating season down there, and they travel. So we've got trillions of dollars in aggregate in military bases from over 60 different military countries down there because, well, you know, it's cold. We want to do research on the snow. Really? But if you fly a plane over there, you will be shot down. You are not allowed to enter Antarctic airspace.
You know, it's so funny.
That's documented.
We can fly over the North Pole to Europe. We can't fly from Africa to South America.
There you go.
South Pole.
There you go.
Now, think about that for a second. Isn't it a lot quicker just to hop around the bottom there and fly all the way around? You think, well, you don't understand. Sometimes the planes may go ahead. Yeah, okay, whatever. Show me the flight maps.
Well, no. If they may get on Antarctica. What happens when they go down to the Indian Ocean? What happens if they go down to other? So it's like, oh, we do it for the safety of everyone. Really? Is that really the model
how about
to go with?
How about the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah. The giant bodies of water. Oh, if they go down this area, they're gonna. We can't rescue them in Antarctica.
And I covered this.
Well, wait a minute. There's over 60 countries that have military bases in Antarctica. So realistically, response time would probably be pretty good if you had a soft landing in the snow, if everybody didn't freeze to death.
If you try to go there by a boat, like a yacht, they'll fire in front of you. They'll fire in front of your bow. You get a warning shot.
Barring that it's, you know, in the middle of the coldest part of the year in Antarctica, if you had a
So they say.
If you had a landing down there, there's military bases everywhere.
And why is there an ice wall around Antarctica? I could go into detail on that.
Yeah, no, anyway.
Oh, by the way, most of the H-1B program for visas is a fraud. These people are putting fake degrees and fake information to get into the United States. And it's unbelievable. The H-1 visa program is worse than we thought. We were getting people there with fake degrees from these allegedly high-skilled labor jobs. The program is almost completely fraudulent. Since 2017, over 70% of the visas have been issued to India and nearly 12% to China. And if you look at the map, you see that most of them are being hired. The red spots indicate high concentration H-1B visa holders, and we're learning more about the fraud within the program. One former official tells Newsweek that 90% of applications also are fraud from India and contain fraudulent documents or involve fraudulent applicants and fraudulent degrees. And India's financial law enforcement claims it has undercovered a network of universities that produce fake degrees, which are possibly used to obtain these highly skilled visas, including one school that allegedly stole and sold over 36,000 fake degrees. And the degrees cost about $1,400. The Trump administration has imposed a $100,000 fee on certain H-1B visa petitions, making it tougher. But, you know, I think it's ironic. And here's the thing. We bring these people in from other countries, from India and from China. And I mean, some of these students are really good students, and they really want to learn here. And then they learn all of these secrets of what we teach here in our university systems. It's kind of like when we had the Manhattan Project, right? And those guys, I think it was Goldberg or Goldstein or whatever they were, they started selling and giving us information to Russia. They were executed for that, though, by the way, Austin.
Yep.
They were killed for what they had done by giving the nuclear secrets to Russia. The crazy part about all of this stuff is, well, supposedly killed. We don't know what happened to them. You know, they could have been sent out to a little country over there with little hats and left alone. We have no idea.
You know,
because Epstein didn't die either.
You know, it's funny that I was reading about this earlier. The Doge, when it came out, talks about related architects have called out the H-1B visa program's exploitive scam. They argue that U.S. firms hide job postings to claim they cannot find Americans, ultimately using the visa to replace qualified Americans with cheaper foreign labor with people that aren't even qualified. Following the claims, authorities initiated major investigations of the companies suspected of misusing the visa program, including Texas, probing into nearly 30 companies operating ghost offices.
There you go. Ghost offices. Nobody alive.
Former Doge advisors have claimed that up to 90% of applications involve unqualified applicants of fraudulent documents such as fake degrees, personal from overseas, diploma mills. You know, and I don't agree with everything with Elon Musk, but I will say this.
He tried.
When he got in there, and he got his way in, and once he wedged his way in, he went like scorched earth. He said, we got access to this now. We're going after everything, and we're going to expose it. And, man, did they shut him down. Comes in last time into the White House with a black eye. They ask him, oh, I was wrestling with my son. Big old black eye, swollen black eye. Then all of a sudden.
It's funny how so many of them get black eyes.
I know. And there's a whole topic I can go into on that.
No, this has to deal with. This deals with MK Ultra.
Exactly right. And then suddenly, him and Trump have this big rift online, and all of a sudden, Elon Musk says something he wasn't
supposed
to say.
Elon Musk is no more. Oh, he said about Fort Knox. Yeah.
No. He goes, Trump doesn't want to release the Epstein files because Trump is on the Epstein files.
Which we all know.
Which we all knew. Then he quickly deleted it. Doge was quickly canceled, and everybody stopped talking about all the fraud in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's funny how quickly that happened.
Oh, by the way, I covered this the other day. I want to cover it real quick again. Air Canada pilot allegedly flew hundreds of flights, actually thousands of flights, without proper license. This is a totally twisted thing. The guy was a helicopter pilot, had many, many hours. He didn't have a certain certificate as far as applying for this airline position. The reality is, before you get to fly with airlines, they put you to a simulator for like 500 to 1,000 hours before they put you in a jet. And then you're a co-pilot for many, many years. And he passed every single test he ever took and all the updates. So could he initially have had something that wasn't quite right? Yeah, but he flew for 25 years.
I put this article together. This is the type of articles they put together to try to justify DEI hires. Look at this guy. He was hired. He didn't have the proper qualifications because something went on here. But hey, we've got this new guy who's a girl. He thinks he's a guy. He's got rainbow hair. But he's got his hours in now. He's got all of his things lined up. He's got 2,000 simulator hours. How many live hours does he have? Well, he hasn't had any. He's learned solely on a simulator. But he's DEI. He's diverse. And we're going to put him in a plane. We're going to fly everybody because we don't want guys like this flying planes. They come out with that justification.
He's got like 20,000 hours.
Yeah, right point. Exactly.
By the way, Washington Archbishop removes a priest as an exorcist after comments on UFOs and demons. Whoa, he got too close, didn't he? Oh, by the way, speaking of priests and church, I hope you had a good time in church this weekend. Our vicar, who was preaching his last sermon on Sunday and Friday, Saturday night, did a great job. By the way, I hope you were in church. I love you guys. I went to, I prayed for you again on Saturday night. I was in church on Saturday night. Thank you for keeping your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Always remember that, and always remember God loves you so much He sent you Jesus to get you delivered from all of this mess. Also, you got a few seconds. Give me a close.
EyeSight, my friends. Check it out. Try it out.
Great product.
Give me reviews. It's been blowing up with reviews on here where people actually try it, stay on it, utilize it, and enjoy the benefits from it. So try it out. EyeSight on sale. I think vitamin C capsules is the winning product of the week later on, but that'll be something later on for the week. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. Stay strong, healthy. Grab some collagen while you're at it. I just got a fresh batch in, brand new, like 2 weeks ago. So try it out. The vitamin C powder is a couple too. Have a great evening, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy. I'll talk to you tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.